For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. Governing boards of 12 cities and towns flipped to the Democratic Party in Tuesday's municipal elections. An uptick in voter engagement this year could mean trouble for the GOP in next year's elections. Scott McLean is a professor of political science at Quinnipiac University. He says that there's a national trend at play. More Democrats are energized to vote in opposition of President Trump.
It tells us that President Trump's very low 36% job approval rating is definitely a drag on Republican tickets.
Then again, he says the party that didn't win the most recent presidential election is generally going to have a good turnout the year following. According to the Secretary of State's office, election turnout was around 30%. That's a rate that's pretty decent by normal off-year standards. Christine Stewart is editor-in-chief of CT News Junkie. She says it's rare for voter registration to be as high as it was during the 2017 municipal elections.
The results of this election should make the Republican Party very wary that it's going to be an easy win next year. The victories in the suburbs that Democrats had last night was a big victory for the Democratic Party.
Meanwhile, Kevin Rennie, a columnist for the Hartford Courant and a former Republican state lawmaker, says that based on these results, 2018 Republican gubernatorial candidates should probably steer clear of the president.
It could affect voters who might be disposed to supporting change in Connecticut. I would not want people to mistake me for a Donald Trump supporter.
Rennie pointed to Danbury Mayor Mark Botten and Westport Tech consultant Steve Upsitnik as early names to watch on the Republican side. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.